Now, out of all the songs that are out so far and we've talked about on the podcast, which one do you reckon is stuck in my head? Because I don't think you're going to be able to guess. I was quite surprised.
Is it Sam Ryder, UK Spaceman?
It isn't, although I have been singing that a little bit. It is Jezebel, and then Finland.
Right.
The Rasmus.
Oh, that's not stuck in my head.
Okay, well, I'm absolutely loving it at the moment, I have to say. I think it's a really good one, and I don't know why it's stuck in my head, but I really like it.
No, I don't know.
The opinions, the debate has really got underway now. Lots of the entries are out, and the UK entry, which, of course, Chris and I are very interested in, was released just a few days ago. Thoughts, opinions, and comment in this edition of
Nullpois.
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Yeah, this episode is going to be really all about the UK entry, though. And here's what we're going to be sending to Eurovision 2022. This is Sam Ryder and Spaceman.
I'm up in space now.
Thank you so much if you got in touch with Nullpois on social media or email over the last few days to share your thoughts on it. So many people getting in touch. And let me read out a few comments from people. Chris says, completely agree about only getting behind good songs. Ah, this is interesting. It's something we were saying last time about we've been encouraged to get behind a song and we're only going to do it if it's a good song. As much as I want us to win, I would never get behind another electro Velvet.
I think that's fair enough, Chris. And remember, if you do want to hear our immediate reaction to the song, listen to the previous episode where we gave our thoughts on that. Rob on Twitter as well said, best we've sent in a long time. Sharble Garble on Twitter tweeted us to say, really powerful, positive attitude. I really like this guy, and that's a great start, I think.
Scott Reed says, I really hope they give him room to showcase that vocal. And what a vocal it is, right? Mm. It feels like that would make the difference. Jury notes, basically, right? Okay. And what's this from Alex on Twitter says, a serious contender. This is all in general positive stuff so far.
Yeah, pretty positive. So thank you for your thoughts on Twitter. We are at Pois Nul if you want to keep sending those in. I will say I did do a little Twitter poll of sort of just general Eurovision fans, anyone who saw our tweet, it's finished now. And 65% of people, I said, your thoughts on the UK's Eurovision entry. 65% of people said, I think it's Ace Man. You'll see the running theme with what I polled here for the song Spaceman. 65% said, I think it's Ace Man. 25% said, not a disgrace man. And 10% said, it'll be last place man. So only...
That's very witty, Chris.
Thank you. Had a bit of fun there on Twitter. So most people saying they liked it, basically, is what we got from that. We did have some Instagram comments as well, because we asked for your thoughts on it on Instagram. N.I. Robson, or perhaps Knee Robson, said, I really like this song. It's a far step up from the previous entries in the past few years. It's also catchy as well. I still have the chorus buzzing around in my head, and I listened to it about an hour ago. What's really going to make or break this is the staging. I think we kind of agreed with that. It's about space. There's so much you could do with that, as long as he's not just standing there with some screensaver-type background of stars. But they actually put in the effort. This could do very, very well.
And finally, for now, Jem says, I've had Spaceman in my head all night. I love it. I think it could do top five. Jem, steady on. Okay, don't get ahead of yourself now. Steady on. Temper.
Whoa there, Jem.
Temper yourself. Loads of thoughts, and thank you so much if you sent them through already. Would love to still hear from you as the next few days goes on. Your thoughts on that, or indeed on any of the songs that you know about at the moment. And Cress will have the details for you as to how to get in touch at the end of the podcast.
Now, we've heard from what social media thinks. We've heard from what we basically think. It's time to hear a little bit about what other Eurovision fans think. And first of all, we've got the lovely Vaughan, who we've heard from before. He is the head of the OGEA UK, the head of the official UK Eurovision fan group. And we've also got Liam as well, a big Eurovision fan.
Vaughan, first of all, then, big question. Do you like the song?
Yes, I do.
He likes it.
It's been a very tense few days. Will it be that song that everyone's saying it is and things like that? No, I really do. I think it's a bit like I said on the previous time I was on. You know, if we're going to go inside and choose, then let's go for something that really, you know, sort of isn't the standard of what we would normally choose. It is, you know, it's contemporary. It reaches audiences that we may not be always reaching. So for me, yeah, I think it's a really, really strong song. So on the song, yes, I'm really, really happy.
I think there's more to explore there from the way Vaughan said that, but first to Liam.
So when I saw the announcement, TikTok star, I thought, oh, here we go. And the cynic in me bubbled to the surface. And having listened to it a ridiculous amount of times now, I listened to nothing yesterday but the Eurovision 22 playlist. And actually, I quite like it. Mm. I'm a bit of a fan.
Don't feel bad about that, Liam. That's okay. You're allowed to like it.
I think so much time has gone past now when I've listened to our Eurovision entries and thought, oh, yeah. But yes, I really feel I can get behind this one, which is a really wonderful feeling to sit there and not just be rooting for another country like I normally am. You know, I was sat there last year thinking, yeah, Iceland, you've got this. But it'll be really nice this year to be thinking, yeah, Sam, go.
Do you know what? I think you've picked up on there what I think a lot of people are feeling in the UK at the moment, which is this slight sense of trepidation. Because for once, there's a Eurovision song that actually is quite good. And dare we say it? Because if we do say it, when it comes to it, it doesn't do very well, then we're going to look stupid. But it is quite good, isn't it? So Vaughan, where's your trepidation then? Because I did sense a little bit of something there in your voice earlier.
We have got a beautiful gift here in this song that is still in the hands of less than the BBC. And that's still my trepidation, I think, because we've still got staging. We've still got many things to come, and that's where this could go wrong. I think in my head, I'm seeing two big scenarios. I'm seeing, oh my God, this could be a Duncan Lawrence moment. You know, if it's really staged well, if it's done in a really slick, contemporary way that really focuses on him. It could also be, I don't even remember, the Make Makes from Austria that came last a few years ago.
Vaguely, you know, yes.
It could go that direction with a piano on fire and God knows what else chucked at it. You know, I've seen many people talking about, you know, polystyrene spaceships and God knows what else that could be thrown at it. So I do really think, look, you've given us this gift. God knows Scott told us about the gift he's given us, you know what I mean? You know, and how grateful we should be. I'll come on to that in a minute. But really, like, you know, the song itself, I think, is amazing. My trepidation is let's get the staging right and make sure that what we've got here, which I think is really, really good, you know, the staging matches it. I was really pleased with what his live vocals he did last night on the One Show. So that has also been ticked. That might have been another trepidation for me, but okay, we've done the live vocals. That's good. But I'm really nervous about the staging because that's, I think, where we really do sometimes go really badly.
Now, I think in that case, I sort of know the answer to this, but I'll start with you, Liam. What does this need to do to be better than Embers, which, let's not forget, was the dreaded double null pas? So what's it got to do in your mind?
Presumably not that much, right, Liam? I mean, it didn't have to do much to be better.
Just anything. Just do anything.
I'm in a very similar boat to Vaughan here on this one. A lot of the songs are not necessarily in a similar vein, but you know, we've obviously got the couple of gimmicky songs. They're going to be fantastic. Going to enjoy watching those. The staging's going to be amazing. The other songs, while I think ours is one of the better songs, I do feel as though it's just going to be won on the stage. If the sound quality is good, if they've got some real oomph behind it, we really want it to power through. So I think Embers if you stuck your headphones in and turned up the volume and lost yourself in it, it could be a good song. It's similar to this song, but we're going to have something on stage. Sam's got to be the focus, but not because of his coat. He's got to be the focus because of, and not because of some big polystyrene moon either.
Yeah.
I want to see something. I want to see something with a bit of a bang. I want to see that confetti.
Okay, Vaughan?
Yeah, it's interesting. People are saying, oh, we can't do any worse than last year. We actually can. There are 40 countries this year. There were 39 last year. So if we get double nil points...
Why did you have to say that?
That actually technically is worse than last year. I don't think that's going to happen. Let me just say that as well. I think the song's too good for that to happen. But yeah, I agree. I think really focus on him. Get the staging right. Get him feeling comfortable. I never thought James looked comfortable last year. I don't think he wanted to be running around the stage. I don't think he could. I don't think the outfit looked great. You know, that coat, I mean, you know, I hope the stylist was shot afterwards. I mean, so many things that I just think were crimes that took place. And, you know, I really feel for James because the artist often does not have a lot of control here. You know, they're basically told where to stand, what to do, how to move and how to perform it. I really hope Sam stands his ground and says, you know what, you know, he's getting things right so far. Keep that control and sort of, you know, do it the way you think it should be done. And I think we will do well.
We know a large number now of the songs that are going to be competing against this one in Turin. How do you think this one stacks up against the others? Because, I don't know, I think there's quite a few slow songs this year, which for me, I never think cut through right up until the very last moment. Because sometimes they do. But I do wonder that this one does maybe just have something that cuts through.
I think, interestingly, this year, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not particularly great. You know, there's not that many good songs that have been chosen so far. So we've got a really good chance. Everyone says that at this stage. And then by the contest, you know, everyone's loving it. So I think there are some strong songs. And of course, you know, I think we do stand a good chance. I think we do stand out. There is some interesting acts, I will say, this year. That, I mean, I won't even comment on Eat Your Salad. I know you're a fan, Martin.
I love it.
And, you know, and the Wolves with the Bananas.
that's a bit silly, but still, I'm on board.
The Moldovan Intercity Express train. I mean, we've got so many songs this year that are just, you know, although I do call them Moldovan Intercity. You know, there are quite a few. I think the novelty acts may be competing against each other. So you're right. I think our song stands out a bit more as one of the more serious, stronger ballads. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we stand out.
Yeah, I mean, it's talking about it there, maybe Italy as well would be our competition because they've got quite a, you know, strong ballad. Who knows? But I guess I'd be interested as well just to get your thoughts. We've sort of talked about the song, but what about the artist as well? Which obviously he's got a job to do to kind of sell the song even before the competition. Liam, did you know much about Sam Ryder before this?
I can't say that I'm a big TikToker. The circles that I move in, while I do move in certain TikTok circles, they're not quite singer-songwriters. So I hadn't heard of him. He's got quite a recognisable face with very, very well-kempt facial hair.
Definitely. Yes. I did not see the beard coming. I did not see the beard coming or the kind of Nordic look. When I heard him on the radio, I thought, this guy ain't got a beard. But hey, look at that. Nobody saw that. No, I did not match the face with the voice, is all I shall say.
Yeah, they said Sam Ryder. I imagine Sam Fender.
And a lot of people thought Sean Ryder as well, but I think that's just a completely different thing. They didn't have Bez on there. The fact that he is big on TikTok, right, I think, what, 12 million followers on TikTok, how good of a stead do you think that's going to stand him in for doing the groundwork, I suppose, and doing what we failed to do quite a lot of time, which is build up a bit of a head of steam before the song actually turns up at Eurovision?
I think one of the difficulties there might be the audience will be, just going off assumptions here, I assume it would probably be quite a Western audience, maybe the UK and America. If they're his biggest audience, then congrats, you've won the UK, you can't vote for yourself. I'm not quite sure how he's penetrated the European market. You know, 12 million is really good. He's obviously got his name out there. He's got a great set of pipes on him and a great set of locks. And it is nice having somebody that does have that oomph and does know how to hold themselves up and has obviously done really well using media like that. But I'm unsure. I think we're going to see how it plays on the night.
I would just tend to agree that I think actually, I'm sure he's massive on the old TikTok and, you know, and gets down on there. Are TikTokers the people voting on the night of Eurovision? You know, that's my thing. So I think great that we've established he's got mass appeal and great that there's an audience out there for him. But ultimately, this is a competition that people vote for on the night. And are those the same people who are voting those 12 million people? I think that's the key thing. And you hit me on the head there. Is his market across the 40 countries participating? Or is his market mainly in America and the UK, which does not serve us at all in a competition where it's the European countries and Australia taking part who will vote? So I'm not too sure if that will translate to increase in our scoreboard, you know, hit. So the main thing for me really is, regardless of what happens on the night and where we come, is that we are sending a credible song, a credible artist. And that's all we've been asking for, you know? Just quickly to come on to what Scott said, you know.
This is Scott Mills, who was announcing on Radio 1, just before the song was aired.
And he's basically saying that we need to get behind the artist, and what we don't do in this country is get behind the artist. If you put a turd on a plate and tell me to eat it, I'm not going to eat it as much as you encourage me to eat it, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry to be crude, but it is a bit like that, you know. That's what you're telling me. Absolutely, Scott, start afresh. And what you've done this year, we are going to get behind. But I just felt a bit like almost, you know, berating us for not getting behind previous attempts. Well, I don't think you've quite hit the nail on the head before. And I think you're doing that this time. So, you know, I don't think he got all the fans on board from some of the comments I've seen from kind of berating us in that way. But I do understand the kind of crux of what he's trying to get at. And I think by sending Sam, people will get behind the song. And I hope that it will be, look, we are taking steps forward here. As a fan club, we will get involved with some of the organisation if we win in terms of the fan stuff. I'm not calling up with venues in Manchester booking things for 2023. But not to be the same, the best song in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And that's great to see, because I have not seen comments like that for a long time.
Final question then, guys, and we'll go round. We'll start with Liam, then Vaughan, then Martin, then myself. So where do you think this will be in the table? Liam first.
My money is on place 18.
Okay.
I think it's going to be solid, not incredible, but solid. I think, to be honest, anything above 25, I'll be opening the bubbly.
Okay.
Vaughan?
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say 10th. Ooh. And we're going to scrape into that top 10. That's the kind of optimism I want to put into this.
Yeah.
So I can't be said that I'm not getting behind the accent, you know, and being slapped by Scott. So I am going to say 10th. And I think it's possible. I think we can get there. I think this is the year that we can do that with this song.
Listening to the two of you talk there, I've changed my mind twice since I originally had my idea. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go out on a limb now, and I'm going to say lucky 13th. I'm going to say 13th. And I have increased that a bit based on what you said, Vaughan. I was going to go lower, but I'm saying 13th to be positive and to think, yes, come on, I'm getting behind it. So 13th from me. Cress?
Yes, and I'm kind of in between all of you, so I'm going to say 15th. I think 15th is it, and I'd be really happy with that. I mean, that would sort of equal one of our best results in sort of the past 10 years or so. So yeah, 15th, anything more would be amazing, I think. But yeah, 15th I'd be very happy with.
Well, thank you, Vaughan. Thank you, Liam. And I do the big cliche now where I go, only time will tell, because that is when we're going to know. It's not going to be until mid-May, until we find out whether we're right. But in the meantime, we shall enjoy desperately trying to hit those high notes and singing along to Sam Ryder. So thank you for coming on and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there you go. And I think, you know, I'm feeling very positive about this, Martin. Coming out of all of this, I'll be honest, I've still got a lot of trepidation. We were talking about trepidation, and I still have a little bit, because I just, it really, as Vaughan's kind of saying, it all depends on the staging for me. And it really, I just hope they don't fluff it at the last moment. But it's like with anything with the UK or with England, you know, I felt like this. You always feel a sense sense of, oh, but it's probably not going to happen. I felt like this with the Euros when we're in the final. I kept being like, well, we're probably not going to win it though, are we? And we didn't. So
what a surprise.
So I still feel the same. I mean, I don't think we've got, no offence to Sam, but I don't think we've got a chance of winning, especially with the year we've got this year, that of winning the Eurovision. But as I said, I think 15 would be great. Will it happen? I just don't know, Martin.
Yeah, a few thoughts from me, and one is sort of following on from that, really. I think it's important to be realistic about how well we can actually do this year.
Yeah.
And it could have even been Vaughan, actually, in a previous discussion that we had with him, who said, you know, you're never going to go from zero to first place. That is not what we're trying to achieve here, I think. Or we shouldn't be thinking that we can achieve that. We were last, stone cold last time. All we want to do is put in something respectable. We want to be able to hold our head up high and go, do you know what? That was a good entry. We did well there. We can build on this. We're on the right lines. We want a trajectory to doing something well. So as much as I was reading out a comment, weren't we, from Jem earlier on the podcast saying, top five is going to be top five. I think setting your sights, I mean, that would be amazing, of course.
Oh,
but
I think
those heady heights of anywhere near that, I think is just a bit wishful thinking at the moment. I think keep your head screwed on. And just what we're going for here is a respectable effort, and we could well get it with this song. So I shall say that. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I know that he has performed this live, and I haven't heard it yet, but I would be interested to see how it sounds live. What makes me nervous is there's a lot in falsetto. There's a lot high up like that.
Yeah.
Which has got to be, it's got to be difficult to sing live, right, for him as a vocalist, especially if you're nervous and you're performing in front of people and, you know, it's all of the pressure of it, 200 million people watching around the world. There's that. But then also, I thought about this. That's difficult for people, the public, to sing along with, right? You want a song that you can sing along with. That's what, you know, you want one that you can. It's difficult to do, physically difficult to get up there. He's an amazing vocalist, but the average person isn't, can't get those really high notes. Does that make it difficult to sing along to, therefore less memorable, less likely to stand out? I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so, because the point is that, you know, most people are only going to be seeing that song on the night. I think as long as it's catchy and it's in your head, it doesn't really matter if you can sing it or not, because, you know, if someone can't sing it, it doesn't mean they're not going to vote for it, because they'll still have it in their head. I think that's the important point. It's the catchiness. And I think it does have that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been in my head and I really, really like it. I'll just say this,
and this is something I'm quite, because this rarely happens, if ever, with the UK. And this is obviously, take this with a complete pinch of salt. And this is just at the time of recording as well. This will change. Where do you think the UK are in terms of odds with the bookies at the moment?
I know. Well, I know
you take this with a pinch of salt.
I have seen this. I know. I think we're somewhere in the top five, aren't we? I think we are.
Yeah, we're fourth.
Oh, we're fourth. Yeah. Well, nonsense. Pay no attention.
It is. It's nonsense and it's not, Martin, because all I would say is normally at this time, once we've released it, we're still bottom. So it means something. Honestly, because I do check out these things, and honestly, every time after we've released the song, we are still at the bottom. So it means something that we're not, I think. I think there is something there. I'm not saying it means that we're going to be in the top five. I don't think we will be. But I think it shows that there obviously is some belief that we won't be at the bottom.
Yeah, that's all we're looking for. I would be very interested, because we've heard from two UK fans today. I'd be really interested to see what other people around Europe think of our song. So maybe that's something that we should investigate in another podcast. We don't want to make it all about the UK. I know we are UK-based podcast.
We are from the UK,
exactly.
Yes.
You know, so we've got a little bit of a vested interest. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Nul Poir. Melfest either has happened or is happening this weekend, depending on when you're listening.
When this comes out,
it's the big Swedish moment where they announce, after weeks and weeks and weeks of trying to decide in this huge competition, massive show is Melody Festivalen in Sweden, and they will announce who they are sending. Always one to watch. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in the next edition of the podcast. Thank you for your comments. Keep them coming in, and here's how you can get in touch.
Yes, and thank you for all your comments, as Martin said so far. We are Apoa. Poinul on Twitter, P-O-I-N-T-S-N-U-L. We're on Instagram, Nullpoir Podcast. And we're also, if you want to drop us an email with all your thoughts, do you agree with what we've been saying? Where would you place the UK entry this year? Please let us know, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com.
And just before I go, Cress was giving me a lot of stick after the podcast last time because I spent an inordinate amount of time making a cup of tea.
Ugh.
But universally, the feedback has been pretty good about that element.
Universally? What do you mean universally? Like literally two people. One person said, oh, yeah, oh, I like that. Wasn't even talking about the tea element, really.
I'll see you again on another edition of Nullpoir. So we'll Cress.
Oh,
thanks for listening.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.